Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're so glad to be joining you. And of course, you're joining us across a variety of platforms, a number of our podcast platforms, Spotify, Google, iTunes, you know, whatever you're coming to us from, welcome. And of course, we're on KYH, the great Global Star Radio Network, Red State Talk Radio, soon to be Mike Adams Brighteon Radio. We're adding that in the next 10 days. So we are all over the map, and we do appreciate the following that we're getting. And I just ask you this. Time's short, folks. We've got to turn the table. And I think we have an uphill battle, but that doesn't mean we give up. So please, share broadcasts like this with your friends and family. Send them links. And then, you know, you never know when you plant a seed what happens, but we've got to raise awareness because we've got such horrific things going on inside our government right now. The corruption is over the top. I've never seen anything like this in the history books or in the time that I've lived. And that includes when Kennedy was killed. And then add in Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy killed by the same people. This is still worse than that. So please share. Hey, we're brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Well, what do you get? You're going to get to avoid starvation. You're going to get to avoid social credit cancellation because the Fed coin is 6 months away, according to Biden's people. And that's all over the net. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to get a second chance. You need to store as much as you can, as fast as you can. And I would recommend that you hide some of it because I'm sure that food hoarding laws are coming. And you've heard me talk about the food before. It's got all the good qualities that you know, and it stores for 25 years. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you better have water. And if you got Putin in the world, you better have a way to scavenge for water because I think the cyber takedown is coming. And so what do you need? Well, you need a water filter. And as they say, two is one and one is none. We have three. And you'll want multiple people scavenging for water if that happens. And you'll find if we get swimming pools and lake ponds and streams and rain runoff. And you'll have all that, but you won't be able to drink it unless you've got good filtration. And the Alexa Pure Pro water filter is very, very good. They list the research at waterwithdave.com. And both the food and the water have held their price. I don't know how much longer that's going to go on. And they're even both offering a sale. So you got the food, preparewithdave.com. You got the water, waterwithdave.com. And then finally, there's one more thing. I completed yesterday a business transaction with Noble Gold. And why? Because I know the cash conversion is coming with the Fed coin. And you may get nothing if they don't like you. This is Chinese social credit system run amok. It went from Google to China, back to us, and they will cancel you. They will take everything you have. Do not leave anything in your bank account that you can't afford to lose. And you need to get outside the system as much as you can. So I know this, and I diversify every so often as I need to. And I use Noble Gold. Why? Because I trust them. They know what they're doing. Their customer service is second to none. They're not pushy. In fact, I called and just had a 40-minute conversation with Hope, one of the agents, and she was tremendous. And we didn't make a purchase. I just said, I'm gathering info. My wife and I will discuss. We'll call you back. We called back the next day and did the deal. And we knew we needed to adjust. I trust them very much. And you need to also. Don't stay in cash. Cash is trash. It's going to crash. So I want you right now after this show, I want you either go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. And they'll send you material. But I wouldn't wait very long to act on this. And you'll have to call them. They are not pesky. They will not pursue you. You have to pursue them to close the deal. And or you can call them at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Now, we have my friend Bob Griswold on this morning, and you can tell from the past shows we've done, he has the knowledge, background, experience to be talking about the things that he's talking about, because how many times has he been right? Well, just about every time he opens his mouth, and this is why we have a weekly show. And, you know, I know you guys appreciate the shows that Bob and I put out. I thank you for all your kind words that you give us. But we're going to be taking you to a little tighter direction today. The time is really short. Really, really short. I don't know if we have a week, a month, a year. Even Stansberry Research, who has some really good shows on the economy, they're even saying, hey, things are going to get really dicey very quickly. So we're going to be talking to Bob about this. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll be telling you how to get a hold of Bob because he'll consult with you. No one else is doing that for free. Bob, welcome to the show. We got a lot of mileage to cover, my friend. So I'm
Dave,
just gonna...
you gave me three talking points just in your introduction.
Well, Bob, I'll tell you this. I turn down 90% of the advertising that comes my way, and not because I don't respect the people and think they're doing a good job, but I focus exclusively on things I fear or I know or I want to make sure that I'm offering my audience because I think they're going to need it.
But, you know, I have to say something, though, about, you know, Bob Griswold's right most of the times he opens his mouth. Don't say that too much. I don't want my wife to dispel the myth, okay?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, believe me.
Okay.
Mrs. Hodges
Sorry.
Would say the same thing.
A little bit of humor before we get into the serious issues of the day. I just want to read something, Dave, because I always like to give acknowledgement to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And, you know, like I tell the people, the Bible is the best intelligence report you will get. It tells you where you came from. Genesis, it tells you where you're going, Revelation, it tells you why the condition of man is the way it is, it tells you history before it happens. And that's, I mean, what better intelligence report could you get than God himself saying, this is what's going to happen, pay attention. You know, when I read the Gospel of Matthew in Matthew 24, it gives a good intel report of what is going to happen. And this is what's coming upon us, Dave.
Yeah.
And this is Matthew 24:21, and then there should be great tribulation. Great reset, I think. No, great tribulation. Such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days have been shortened, no flesh will be saved. But for the sake of the elect, again, you have the option. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you can become the elect. If you don't, you will be the unelect. For those days will be shortened. So God has mercy on this world for the elect's sake to end the tribulation that is coming. But just as Joseph, Noah, just as it says, a wise man sees trouble coming from afar and hides himself, you know, we have this intelligence report. We know what's coming. And I mean, the evidence of Scripture, especially as it was in the days of Noah. So that's what the Bible says the days of the second advent will be like, as it was in the days of Noah. What was Noah doing? What was he sitting there on his lawn chair just, you know, watching, you know, Precambrian football? No. He was preparing for the judgment that he knew was coming. You know, Joseph was preparing for the judgment that was coming. And you know, you talked about gold, which I'm going to talk just a second about, but because Joseph was wise, because Noah, because he was wise and listened to God, he inherited the earth. I mean, there was only eight people left after they got off the ark. He inherited the earth. He could go to any place on earth he wanted and say, oh, I'm going to pick that spot. You know, that's mine. Because he was the only one left. Joseph, if you read in the book of Genesis, by the time he was done, because Joseph controlled all the food in Egypt at that time, he was the manager of it. And eventually, through selling the food, he became immensely wealthy. Because when we follow God's plan, this isn't a get-rich-quit scheme. This is what I'm talking about. We become immensely wealthy in God himself. His presence dwells with us. And then he gives us wisdom to, you know, prosper. And again, this is not prosperity gospel stuff. I totally reject that. But if you're wise, God generally blesses, you know, frugal hands, frugal minds. He blesses hands that endeavor, not to sit there and play on a keyboard all day long, you know, with your thumbs. I see people going to the gym and they're playing on their cell phone, and I say, what is this, thumbs day? You know, like legs day, you're playing, you know, just your thumbs. And you know, if you're frugal, if you're wise, if you're studious, God's going to bless that. So I just want to challenge people with that, because we've got so many grave, serious issues we're facing. And, you know, I think America has the idea the Titanic can't sink. And our hubris is going to sink us. You know, you talked about gold, Dave. Russia is switching to gold-backed rubles. See, in our hubris, you know, Putin is anything but stupid. He might be evil, but he's not stupid. He's playing us. He knows what he's doing. While the news media keeps croaking out this, you know, oh, Putin is lying, Putin is this, Putin is that, it's not the case. He knows what he's doing. And in our hubris, our pride, our national arrogance, we are going to be the ones with the short end of the stick. And he's going to gold. They're going to go to a gold-backed currency. We see other people going to a gold-backed currency. They're going to move away from the dollar. And as many economists have told us, the day the dollar loses its reserve currency status, it's over for America. I mean, it'd take a generation to recover, if that, if we could ever recover. Because once in our society, you know, I'm going to give you a case in point. When you have a disaster in, say, North Dakota, you see the people of North Dakota basically coming together and helping their neighbor. But keep in mind, the vast majority of population centers in the United States are the big cities. That's not the case. When you have a crisis in those cities, we see looting, burning, infrastructure tearing down. People just going berserk, going, taking anything. I mean, you know, I forgot where it was at. We saw in one thing, people were pulling up the tile in Walmart after a storm. It was just insane. Insanity goes over. So the only things that are going to be worthwhile, and I think shortly, would be the gold, because gold or silver, which Noble Gold, you know, deals with both, I believe, those are going to be the commodities that will be a commodity exchange. Food and water? Absolutely. It's going to be so precious to have food. We just can't even imagine it, mm-hmm. because we've been there before.
I want to just put this out here as a point of clarification, and this is not another commercial. I just want people to know that when you purchase, you got to be smart. Now, the people at Noble Gold know this, and I engaged in a conversation with my rep, Hope, and we talked about this. I want the gold and silver to be portable. It's not that I'm buying it to spend it, but you may have to. But if you've got bullions as opposed to lower denominational coins, then you're not going to have as good of an exchange rate. You can sell to a gold dealer no matter what denomination you're in if you want to cash out because gold, say, hits $3,000 an ounce, which is what's being projected right now from many of the people. And that's not Noble Gold's prediction. This is what you're seeing from economists. And I would just want to say this to people out there very clearly. When you purchase the precious metals, you are far better off paying a little higher service fee and getting coins that you could exchange, because there's going to be an underground parallel economy to the Fed coin, to the digital reset that's coming out of the World Economic Forum. And believe me, this is what Biden's representing. And you want to be able to engage in commerce outside the Fed coin. They may just shut people like us down, and I think that's coming. So what I'm telling you is, lower denominational coin, particularly with silver. Silver is more portable than just about anything else, and the silver price, I've been saying this for 6 months, is going to catch up to its proportional relationship with gold very soon, and that means silver is going to rise greatly. So what we're doing, folks, is we're trying to stay one step ahead of the burning bridge. Actually, with Noble Gold, I feel like I'm about five steps ahead of the burning bridge, and that's before the Lord Jesus returns. I want to be outside their beast system, the mark of the beast. That's where this is going, Bob.
That's exactly right. The lower denominational silver is going to be the commodity of exchange. Gold is going to be the commodity to preserve wealth. So both are necessary. But again, we see the world switching over away from the fiat currency. I mean, just think, they can print trillions and trillions of dollars, and it's completely worthless. The only thing that gives it any value is the U.S. military backing it up. Gaddafi tried to go to the gold standard, and we bombed him. Now, I don't think we're going to do that to Russia. We could go and pick on the little kid on the block, Gaddafi, and bomb him and kill him, and, you know, everything's fine. We left it as a failed state, by the way, with 40,000 Libyans, non-combatants, dead, you know, and Hillary cackled over it. You know, we came, we saw, he died. I mean, what an evil witch that could cackle over that. But, you know, shortages are coming. You know, I'm reading, did you see the BlackRock story on Bloomberg? BlackRock Inc. president Capito warned that inflation is going to have dramatic effects on our economy, with an entire generation now learning what it is to suffer from shortages. This isn't Alex Jones. This is Bloomberg News, BlackRock. And if you don't know what BlackRock is, it is a huge conglomerate that's sucking up properties like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, let me say this about BlackRock, Bob. I'll be very clear. In my humble opinion, and I'm convinced that I'm right, that BlackRock is an enforcement arm economically for the World Economic Forum, which is Satan's main organization today. And you heard me correctly. I said Satan's main organization. Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, those emissaries, plus the leaders they've trained, most of them in the world, are Satan's minions. And they are doing Satan's work, and they are delighting in the suffering that they're bringing upon humanity. I just saw something last night on the net. It's funny you'd mention Bloomberg. He's got a 7-minute video out on YouTube, and he basically is saying everything is gone. Your bank account's going to be gone. Your ability to get food is going to be gone. In other words, this is where they're going to bring in, we're going to feed you bugs and fake lab meat. We have control whether you live or die. This is why so many of us are preaching independence. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, communication, and the Constitution and Bible for the rebuild if we're able to do that. So, Bob, when you say BlackRock, they control, and Chris Kitsey and I did a show on this last week, they control an estimated, now they don't own it directly, but they control an estimated 40% of the world's gross domestic product. Isn't that amazing?
Dave, I'm going to read this article in its entirety. It's not long, so I'm going to read it.
Go ahead.
This is the president of BlackRock. For the first time, this generation is going to go into the store and not be able to get what they want. We have a very entitled generation, and they've never had to sacrifice. The economy is reckoning with what he dubbed scarcity inflation, or fallout from shortages of workers. And I want to go this. Dave, I'm not going to bring this up because it's not an advertisement, but I deal with Mountain House Foods, okay? If you go to the dealer section, there are no cans available. I talked to them yesterday. Do you know why? They can't get anybody to work. They don't have enough people. Nobody wants to work. That's why they can't make anything. So it's not like even there's a shortage of material, you know, food to put in cans. There's a shortage of people to put it in the cans. And so this is that's hard data, Dave. Hard data. I mean, they can't get people to put it in cans. So if I go to a dealer portal and look, zero is available. Zero. Nothing. I would put your seatbelts on because this is going to be something we haven't ever seen. Says he's the world's largest asset manager with about $10 trillion in clients' assets. That tells you who BlackRock is. They're the world's largest asset manager with about $10 trillion in client assets. So he is saying, put your seatbelts on. This is an Intel report. Take it. You know, read and destroy. You know, that's the kind of thing. Top secret, read and destroy. But it's not top secret. It's open source information. And again, this is why I tell people to become their own intelligence officers. You can get books on how to do it. You can do all kinds of things. But when you start really living it, and I did, I lived it for a long time, you start to see this is an intelligence report. So one of the largest asset manager in the world. Buckle your seatbelts. This is something we've never seen before. Now, I mean, you know, when the plane is flying straight and normal, 32,000 feet, and all of a sudden it's going down at a 70-degree angle, and you're plastered into your seat because of gravity, I would say there's a fair chance something bad's going to happen. Wouldn't you, Dave?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to crash.
Yeah, that's a fair guess, but you're right. We are on a nosedive. You know Doug Thornton, former DHS,
yes, and absolutely.
Has been able to come out public. We used to interview him as Wrecker with no picture on our TV show. And Doug and I, it's funny you brought up Matthew 24 at the onset of the show. That's exactly what he brought up. And so many people I'm talking about are bringing up. And in fact, folks, you need to hear this. Things are going to get so bad that if the Lord did not return, then we would not be here. No one would be left alive. And this is, Bob, this is what people need to understand. I want to do one point of clarification. One of the things I learned from my friend Pat Wood before he became my friend in his book, Trilaterals Over Washington, that I read in 1980, he taught me that you didn't have to own everything to control everything. If you own Company A that owns B, that owns C, that owns Z, that owns AAA, and on down that subsidiary line, and if you have interlocking boards of directorate, and your banks control the financial statement of many corporations, and you can cancel them at any time, but they don't go along with your woke agenda, which is what they're doing, they're making Disney. ESPN and these corporations go along with their crazy woke, let's make your kids into perverts agenda. That's BlackRock. And that's the World Economic Forum. And I'm going to say it again. Through these subsidiary holdings and these other financial tricks, they control 40% of the world's GDP, and all the corporations are afraid of them, and the governments are afraid of them because they can be canceled at any time.
Well, Dave, again, you know, people can choose to ignore this. You know, there's a great quote, and this is what it is. The language people speak in the quarters of power, said former Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter once observed, it's not economics. It's not politics. It's history. History is the political speech that happens in the corridors of power. Because what do we know about history? It might not repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. And those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it. This is why history is not taught in our schools. They don't want informed citizens. They want dumb sheeple. That's what they want. But right now, and I love history, Dave. I've always loved it. I read it in volumes. I can so clearly see what's coming. I have the greatest intel reports on the world, the Bible. I just from superficial searching the internet, I can get 80% of what the NSA gets, what all the other the three-letter people get, because it's open-source intelligence. And all you have to do is start compiling that and understand it's not about politics, it's not about economics, even though they think it is. It's about history, because man has never changed. We have this sin nature about us that drives us towards, you know, the lust for power and the lust for money, and that is so predictable. That's where, you know, non-believing people go to. That's what they seek as their fulfillment. You know, we find our satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ. They find their satisfaction in raping children. A little bit of difference there. They find their satisfaction in consuming money. Even when they're 80 years old, they're still groveling for more money, even though eternity's just a few heartbeats away. But we can predict what they're going to do. We can predict where it's happening. You know, look at all the great civilizations of the world. Rome debased its currency. Rome didn't protect its borders. Rome was in a constant state of war, projecting power outside and outside. Rome had internal corruption. Rome's families fell apart. There was no nucleus of family anymore. Rome's language was corrupted. Everything, you read it, Dave, it's like reading today's paper. Now, you can be ignorant of it, and you know, there's might be a certain bliss in being ignorant while you chug down your beer and watch football. There might be a certain ignorance in that, but that's not going to let you escape from the consequences of your ignorance. Listen to that article. You can get it on Bloomberg, BlackRock. Inflation is going to have dramatic effects on the economy, with an entire generation now learning what it is to suffer shortages.
Yeah, you know what they're leaving out there, Bob? This is our design for you, the peasants. Shut up and get in line, and maybe we'll let you live.
You're precisely right. This, the war, that's why I know there's human suffering in this war, Dave. It's horrible what's happening. War is the greatest expression of biblical human depravity that we engage in, because all civility goes out in war. No civility towards women, no civility towards children. The greatest architectural things humans have built, we bomb it into non-existence. I mean, we with depravity, we torture and kill one another. It is a horrible expression of our human condition. So I understand that. Not for one second, Dave, do I believe the narrative that we're being, you know, that's being shoved down our throat by mainstream media. I don't believe it for a second. I don't believe Putin just woke up one day, you know, and his wife or girlfriend or whoever it is just said, you know, I'm kicking you out, you know, see you later, and said, well, gosh, I got to do something. I got to go invade Ukraine. Not for one second do I believe that kind of narrative. We provoke this whole thing because the end justifies the means. And this is the end of what they're doing is, well, first of all, for 2 years we've learned government compliance. Where you can go, what you can do, who you can worship, who you can fellowship with, what you can eat. We've learned that for 2 years. That's been shoved down our throat with the force of law and the force of violence against us. And now, because of that, now we're going to experience the pain of shortages. It's not coincidence. It's planned. I mean, when you cancel a major pipeline that's going to continue our energy independence, that's not, like, how stupid could Biden be? Well, he is pretty stupid because he didn't have a brain left, but his handlers know what they're doing. When we ban the Russian fertilizer because, you know, we're going to hurt the Russians, they're just going to sell that fertilizer to China, which is laughing their butt off at us. They got some, you know, buffoon up there with the second buffoon in chief and the third drunken buffoon in the House. They're just selling all that stuff to other people who are buying it. So fertilizer gets jacked four times the cost, five times the cost. They can't plant things because there's no fertilizer to grow them. It's all by design. That's what what people refuse to see. I remember 10 years ago, and I have to attribute this to Steve Quayle because he got me going down this path.
Yeah.
You know, pedophilia. 10 years ago when I used to say the government's filled with pedophilia, and I would even say, you know, the book by who's an FBI guy, The Ritualistic Abuse of Children in America. His name is
Gunderson.
Right now. But
Ted Gunderson?
Ted Gunderson. Thank you.
Yeah.
I would say, look at it. Here it is. This is an FBI guy telling it's prevalent all through our society. Oh, I can't. No. You know, you've conspiracy, you know, all that. But it was absolutely true. So today when you're telling people what's going on, they go into this same cognitive dysfunctional disbelief. It's stunning to watch. It is absolutely stunning to watch.
Bob, I got
the Titanic the water's coming over the decks of the Titanic, and they still refuse to believe the ship's going to sink.
Well, they're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. But I would say this. It was 10 years ago that I got involved in a child custody case. And I never do that, but it was politically motivated, and it was in Northern Colorado. And a lot of great people tried to help on this. And this lady who was an activist against Agenda 21 had her kids snatched for no reason. No police charges, nothing wrong. They just came and said, we're taking your kid from you. And they did, and they didn't allow visitation. And one of the antagonists who was behind it, an Agenda 21 proponent, is an ally of Obama and George Soros. And it was then, listen to this discovery. This is 10 years ago, folks. Listen to me. Think critical race theory. Think teaching five-year-olds how to perform oral sex, anal sex, and how to masturbate. This is what they're teaching your kids in the schools now. So listen to this very carefully. It was 10 years ago, as I was following the trail of these associations, that I landed in the George Soros lap, and I found he gave $5 million to an organization called NAMBLA. Now, on their website at that time, and I haven't been on their perverted website forever, I don't even know if it exists anymore, but NAMBLA stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association, and their moniker, their subtitle, on their website said, sex before 8 or it's too late. Hello, Agenda 21 forces in Northern Colorado connected to these perverts with George Soros, funding these animals, these creatures from hell. And now look what's happening in our society today. It's permeated our school boards. It's permeated Disney. Disney has said right now, hey, we're not going to let movies come out unless they got so many trans characters, so many gay characters, so many gay sex scenes. This is what they're producing for your kids. So, Bob, I was on this 10 years ago, and then I realized CPS was nothing but a front across the nation for snatching kids for child sex purposes.
Well, that's public education. I mean, if you read some documents from, I think it was the 1960s. In fact, you used to be able to download the video off YouTube. It was a homosexual agenda. I don't know if they're still there or if they've taken it down. It actually says, we're going to invade your churches. We're going to invade your Boy Scout organizations. We're going to invade the movie theaters. We're going to invade everything, and we're going to get your children.
Yeah.
That's what they said. And lo and behold, that's what they've done. You know, so, again, ignore it. And when your children come to you and say, I hate you, I love communism, and by the way, Mom, Dad, whatever. Oh, no, you can't use, I'm sorry, we used pronouns.
Can't say, no, you can't say Mom and Dad and he and
parent,
she anymore.
By the way, parent, I'm you know, LGBTQ, so you're never going to have grandchildren because we're going to pollute the planet with more people. When you put them in public schools, that's what they come out as. It's your fault. It's not the public school's fault. It's your fault. You put them there. I mean, you know, if I take my kid to a topless establishment and put him there and watch all these, you know, naked women dancing around and say, oh, my gosh, my son's turned out to be a pervert. Well, I mean, I took him there, you know. Sorry, I can't blame the girls, but that's where we're at today with public school. I would say you're putting your kids in something equivalent to a topless establishment when you put your kids in school, even worse. Because, you know, there's laws regulating what goes on in those places. And when they get you get in public school, there's no laws. They just do whatever they want to do to your children. So, but going back to the Russia thing, Dave, and this is where I want to go, you know, keep in mind, we think we're going to bleed Russia dry. What's the economics? What's the political economics that we deal with? History. Do you remember in World War II? Russia was willing to lose 20 million of their citizens to beat Hitler. They just bled Hitler's army dry. That's what they did. And, you know, I'm reading this by Neil Ferguson. Biden is making a colossal mistake in thinking he can bleed Russia dry, topple Putin, and signal to China to keep its hands off Taiwan. It's unbelievable. You know, while China is teaching their elementary school children calculus, we're teaching our children you can cut your penis off and you be a girl. I mean, it's insanity. If you cannot read this intel report, then I'm telling you, just you're going to die. That's it. You're going to die, and you're going to die a horrible death. If you can't read the intelligence reports and understand it in the framework of historical reference, you are going to die. I mean, again, another article, and I think this is Wall Street Journal. Positive drug tests among U.S. workers hit two-decade high. We have a drug society out there. They can't cope because they don't have a biblical framework. You sent your kids to the public school, and they've come out little atheists. And now they see all this turmoil in the world, and they don't have a reference point to make sense of it. I do, because I understand the beginning of humanity. I understand why sin is there, why humanity has fallen, why our sin nature is there, why we love evil. And I also understand where we're going. And that's what Jesus said, lift up your heads for your redemption draws nigh when you see these things happen. When these people see it happen, the Bible says, it says that they're going to have heart attacks. Their heart fails them for things they see coming upon the earth. So they try to escape it. What's going on in the United States today is exactly reminiscent of what happened once the Berliners understood that the Russians were going to enter their city. Basically, the upper echelon of Berlin took their clothes off, went into full orgy mode with drugs and liquor. That's what they did. Now, whether he's telling the truth or not, Representative Madison Cawthorn said basically that's what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. Now, and, you know, I know he was threatened to recant his story. Whether it was a lie or not, I don't know. But they did say, they did threaten him to take away his committee memberships.
It is not a lie.
I know, Dave. I know.
Let me back up to my late friend, Bill Pollack, who had as much to do with me being where I'm at today in this movement as anybody. And Bill, whose wife Annie used to be my news director for 6.5 years. Hello, Annie. Still love you. But Bill taught me over and over what he saw in his role in intelligence work. And what they used to do, in fact, the Franklin, I can't remember the name of the book now, but the Franklin something covered this as well, too. Many of the new politicians that go to Washington, they go to parties. And they may not even be engaging in sex with kids or taking drugs, but they will frame them by the fact that they're in the environment and make suggestive pictures that, if released, would give them a hell of an uphill climb to prove they weren't involved. This is how Washington gets compromised. And when they need a key vote on something, like Obamacare, for example, then they threaten to bring out the pictures. And I have heard this repeatedly, Bob.
Oh, there was a story about 10 years ago, Dave, of I think it was a congressman or a new senator congressman, what was one or the other, that was in the congressional gym working out. He was basically, there was no one else there, and he was swimming in the congressional pool. And all of a sudden, two beautiful naked women walk in. Now, he was smart enough to Joseph that situation. I mean, you remember when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, Joseph ran out.
Yeah, right.
But that he knew what it was. It was a setup. That was a total setup. That's why, you know, this whole recantation from Madison Cawthorn, I wonder about it. I mean, the guy doesn't walk on water. I understand that. He's got problems in his life, just like we all do. But why would he go on a TV program saying that if it weren't true, knowing that he would absolutely catch immense flack? And that's what they basically told him. Do your job and respect the institution. Well, when the institution is not respectable anymore, I mean, you know, Congress has a very, very low approval rating. So it's not the people of the United States, Mr. Nebraska Representative, I got a clue for you. That was me knocking, by the way. I got a clue for you. Americans don't respect you to begin with. They don't respect you. So how you're asking one of your members to respect the illusion? This is the king's clothes. You know. Let's pretend like we have clothes on and walk around and like people are going to respect us. They don't respect you anymore. They want you gone. They see you as a liability. The American people see you more dangerous, more of a threat to their existence, their prosperity, their freedoms than they do Putin. The news flash here, that's what they see. Because we know it's true. I mean, you know, we look at their drunken stupor state that they go in. We look at the absolute idiocy of some of the people who speak. And you know, they go into office promising you they're going to restore America, and all of a sudden we know nothing ever gets restored. It all just continually goes downhill. And we keep buying the lies. There's nothing in Congress to respect left. Nothing. They have impoverished our nation through massive debt spending. They've got us into wars where we spent king's fortunes and trillions of dollars wrecking countries and leaving them as failed states. We have a government who is pushing perversion. Joe Biden the other day says we need to get the young kids early and give them hormone therapy and change them. Did you see that story?
Oh, I saw the speech.
I mean, he was promoting it. They take little children and give them hormone therapy so that we can, you know, chemically make them confused and don't understand that they're a boy or girl. Biden was promoting this. So who's a greater danger to your existence? Dave, the intelligence report is there. Ignore it, my friends, or not ignore it. Do something about it. Be a Joseph, be a Noah, or be just somebody who was washed away by the flood. It's your choice. I mean, you have the intelligence there. You can't say, well, I didn't know. You know, it's like some of the Nazi guards. I was just obeying orders. I was just following the rules. Well, you can follow the rules, and, you know, history and God judges those people who at those death camps, you know, murdering innocent people. And you can be the same way. You can be one of the ones that when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, they'll be actually crying for the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of the Lord Jesus Christ because they understood they're on the wrong side of this equation. They're on the wrong side of the eternal equation. Oops. You know, and there's no replay here. There's no do-over. You know, we get one life, you know, and then there's no do-over to it. So you can ignore it. You can cower in fear. You can refuse to say anything because someone, you know, might say something mean to me. You can do all that. Or you can be bold as the lion, as the righteous are. So if you're not bold, you're not righteous. That's an equation. The righteous are as bold as a lion are. Definite article. Are as bold as lion. So if you're not bold, you're not a lion, and you're not righteous. That's all there is to it. So we see this coming, Dave, and I just say prepare. Prepare your heart with God, and as I say, surround yourself by men and women of valor. A harmless man is not a good man. A good man is a violent man who has under voluntary control, Jordan Peterson. That's where we're at. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, silence in the face of evil is evil. Not to act is to act. So by your quiet, being quiet, you are acquiescing to the death camps. You're sitting there watching the smoke coming out of the chimney going, well, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. I really object to it. Yeah. I won't say that in public, but I object to it. But you're watching the smoke coming out of the chimney and not doing anything.
Bob, one of the things that we didn't get into in depth that you didn't get into and I want to not sensationalize this, but I want to give it the full attention that it deserves. And this is the Cawthorn thing. I want you to go into what he said is going on in as much detail as you can. And then I want to know who the suppression agents were that you know about.
Well, the suppression agent was a Republican swamp. They came to him and they basically told him, listen, we've lost all respect for you. So he's an older man telling that to a younger man. That's absolutely. That's Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. I'm in a position of power. You're in an underling, and you're going to do what I tell you to do. And Monica Lewinsky did, and Bill Clinton, you know, was abusing power.
Let's get into the substance of what he said,
okay,
though, about these
years. So basically, to boil it down, Washington is thoroughly corrupt. Washington deals with the secrets of perversion each a member of Congress has. They're like little baseball cards they trade back and forth. And he said drug use is pandemic, and sexual immorality, orgies, whatever, even in the, among the top, are everywhere. It's pandemic. He said he's been invited to them. Now, again, he had an older, the swamp, threatening him, and he recanted.
Names.
You know, when Martin Luther...
Give me names of the Republicans who repressed him.
It's the representative from Nebraska. I'm thinking, let me look up his name here.
Was it McCarthy?
I think that's, yeah, McCarthy. Thank you. Yeah, he was the one who came to him and says, you've lost my, you know, my trust.
Then he's guilty. You're gonna have to, then McCarthy is guilty. I don't know if McCarthy's engaged in this, but he's defending it.
Yeah. Well, as he said, you've lost my trust, and you're going to have to work to get it back. And then he was threatened to lose his committee chairmanships, or on the committees. He wasn't chairman, but work on the committees he was assigned to. And he acquiesced. Now, before we look at him and say, this is horrible, let's framework this in the framework of history. Martin Luther, when he nailed the 95 Theses, they gave him a chance to recant. You know, the first time he stood before the Pope, he recanted? I don't believe it. And then he was, the next day, he had remorse over the fact that he caved into their pressure and came back and said, nope, I lied about recanting. It is all true. Martin Luther, the great reformer, had his moment of weakness. So before we judge the guy too deeply, Martin Luther had his moment of weakness. In fact, he had a lot of moments of weakness, but there's a historical framework for someone who was threatened by higher ups, who acquiesced temporarily that they wanted Martin Luther to suppress what he had said, recant it, and he did temporarily, and then he came back and said, "No, I can't do this. I serve a God that I have to stand before." So that's a historical reference of what really happened. So you can believe it. All you have to do is look at, you know, the Speaker of the House and realize that I'm sure there's a 81-year-old dementia going on there, but also the flailing of arms and the wild slurring of speech. And it comes off as someone totally, you know, drug-induced, alcohol-induced, you know, delirium. I mean, that's
what
she comes
off as. If you're talking about Nancy Pelosi, she's got, and I used to work in this field as a therapist for a short time, she has the beginnings of what we call Korsakoff psychosis. Her slurring of speech, her forgetting where she's at in her train of thought. This, what I'm seeing is not normal age-related communication issues. Her drunkenness and the fact that the Secret Service often has to drive her home, these tales are legendary. I've heard about them for years. And she's totally losing her mental faculties. You look at it here. You got the cackling whore in Kamala Harris. You got a blithering idiot in Joe Biden. And you got Nancy Pelosi and her cognitive alcohol-induced issues. That's who's running our country right now.
Yeah, and you remember Representative Green said, you know, Nancy Pelosi, in the dark of night, without one Republican being informed, they voted on that $1.5 trillion omnibus bill. Here's Nancy Pelosi, we have to support democracy. Which, if you understand what democracy is, she is supporting it because democracy is the majority, and that's what they have is the majority. So majority rules. That's a democracy. That's not America. That's democracy. That's communism. So you know, they pass this $1.5 trillion omnibus bill between 1:30 in the morning and 2:30 in the morning. 2,741 pages. It just goes through. And Nobody can do anything. We don't have a clue what's in that bill. I mean, they could be spending money on you don't know what, and I'm sure they are. So we see all these signs coming, the digital dollar, you'll have to convert your paper money, your 401ks, all this, to their digital money. And if you're a white Anglo-Saxon Christian Protestant, you might get 30 cents on your dollar. If you're, you know, a minority, LGBTQ, whatever, you'll get $1.30 on your exchange rate. So it's going to be a massive redistribution of wealth. This is what the digital dollar is going to be. You won't have privacy, none. You won't be able to go down and just what BlackRock is saying, go down and get what you want, because even if it is available, well, Mr. Griswold, you've had your, you know, 2 pounds of bug meat for the month. You can't have any more because it's all controlled. You know, that's why, you know, when you go and they swipe you those little barcodes, they know what you're buying. And everything will go into a central database through the Federal Reserve, the digital currency, and you won't be able to buy or sell. I've read this somewhere before. You won't be able to buy or sell without their approval. So, Dave, what do we do at this point? And I want to throw this in. You know, you mentioned the black market earlier. You know, Russia's economy was supported. Basically, that's the only thing that kept it afloat was the black market economy.
Correct.
Because it so catastrophically failed. It was only black market that kept it going as long as it did. You know, it allowed the patient, instead of dying a dignified death, which it should have, it drug it on for 7 years while the patient was going through convulsions and all kinds of pain and whatever, Russia, the official Russia, while the black market economy was thriving. So, as I was saying, there's shortages of everything developing. And I know in your field, at My Patriot Supply, eventually the shortages, labor or product shortages, are going to hit everything. You know, and then don't go to Dave, you know, 6 months from now when you can't get anything and say, but please, I need it, you know. You sound like, what about Bob, you know? Please, I need.
Oh, no,
it's not going to happen, you know.
I'd forgotten about that movie, yeah. That's a good one. That's a,
I love
you
that
had
movie.
A good memory. I mean, that's well, you're going back 30 years on that, Bob.
Don't date me, Dave. But you know, and just in our field, night vision shortages, radio shortages. You know, the transceiver little Bofang radios, they're getting short. I mean, it and the prices are going up. The price on a Photonis unit, because NATO just bought $1.5 billion of them, has gone up. And you can't get one. Now, we have them in stock, about 18 units, I think, last time I counted. People are saying 2 months out, 3 months out. Well, we don't know what the world's going to look like in 2 or 3 months right now. You know, the water filters, the stainless steel, manufacturing of stainless steel, you know, that's polluting. We can't do that. You just don't know what your electrical water pure is going to be like in a couple of months, whether it's available. The carbon that goes into it, is it available? All it takes is, you know, you can't get the wing nut that you use to tighten down the filter into the inside, and you can't sell the filter. You can't get the pulp to make the box. You can't sell the filter. It's that simple, Dave. I mean, it is that simple. You can't get the fertilizer. You can't grow food. How basic is this? You can't get the fertilizer, so I can't grow the food. Ukraine is not planting their wheat fields, which feeds 600 million people. The corn's not growing. Which means the meat prices are going to go up because I've got cows, you feed them corn, grains, hay. You have to harvest hay with what? Gasoline? That's corn. I mean, it's all there. And yet people just refuse to believe it. Dave, I look at it and shudder. I mean, I tell people night vision, in this day and age, night vision is an absolute requirement. Because if you don't have it, the guy that has it is going to take everything from you. Plain and simple. Any special forces guy who's ever operated at night knows how to do this. Anybody who's ever been through sleep deprivation knows how to do it. It's going to be all taken away from you. So, I don't know how much longer we have. I don't think much longer. But if you haven't prepared, you better prepare. Because you're going to be corralled into the line that's going to the slaughterhouse. Literally. I mean, now they're allowing people to liquefy human bodies. You've seen this. It's disgusting.
What do they call it?
Not even a dignified burial. Just suck them in some great big vat and let them all decompose.
No, they call it goo, and it's the modern-day version of Soylent Green.
Yeah. You're thrown in there with 500 other people, and you turn into this goo stuff, and they process you and use it for whatever they want to use it for, feed you with it. Because they are cannibals. And
yeah,
people, you know, 10 years ago, people didn't believe pedophiles were everywhere. Now people don't believe cannibals are everywhere. Blood drinkers, they are. It's a Luciferian requirement to join the Luciferian elite, you've got to do these things and other things. You have to eat products that come out of your body we won't mention. That's part of the Luciferian requirements. And so shortages, digital dollar, absolute control, depopulation, the intelligence report is ironclad.
I know.
If you were to give it a percentile rating of, I would give it 100% because it's in the Bible, and I know the Bible is 100% accurate. But, you know, you can, if you were doing intelligence reports and looking at it and saying, well, gosh, this is a pretty high probability here. And then The Atlantic comes out with a story, why are people acting so weird? Well, I mean, you have a society that gives into doctrines of demons. You know, boys can be girls can be boys, I can be a zebra, a donkey, whatever I want to be. I can fall in love with my tree. I can marry this silicone rubber sex doll. And, you know, and I don't know if you saw the story. Steve Quayle posted it. People now would rather have a menage a trois with robots than with humans.
That's sick.
I know this is a program, Dave. That's why I try to be a little gentle about it. But that's the fact. That's the United States today. And if you don't understand, this is why people are acting weird. We've given into doctrines of demons. Satan is on loose, not only in this, but in the whole world. And people are absolutely losing their minds. Romans 1, divine insanity. It's there. So, ladies and gentlemen, take it seriously. I pour out my heart in this. I've been all over the world.
I
know how
you.
This stuff works.
I hear you, but I don't want to run out of time here because you provide, you're like a guiding light for people just getting into prepping for survival. At this late date, what would you tell people? And then tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I mean, obviously, they're going to use food and water to corral you. If you don't have water, don't eat food because it'll dehydrate you quicker. So make sure you get your water filtration, make sure you get your food, and make sure you have the capability of defending it. That's a radio communication network among your community. Because, listen, when the police repeaters go down, when their radios don't work anymore, your telephone doesn't work, your cell phone doesn't work, you're not going to be able to call the police, not that they'd even come. This is why a community network program is so important. Be the guy who has the plan to implement in your community. So that's communication, and that's what, like handheld Bofangs do. It gives you point-to-point communication without a network in between. So that's critical, and then being able to operate at night, is absolutely critical. The other day we had a young boy lost up in the woods, and my son took a thermal, and he didn't find the boy, but he was out there in the woods with other people, and they were looking around to see if they could find the young boy buried under leaves or something. And that's what thermal does. That's what night vision, they both, one amplifies light, night vision, one amplifies heat, thermal. So they're a perfect marriage. But that's what I tell people. And maybe in order to defend yourself, your little daddy's 3-round shotgun's not going to do it. Just not going to do it. I mean, it might for individual intruder, but when you have roving gangs of starving people coming to just like locusts loot your community, you're going to have to act in concert with your community to repel them. And that's the only thing that's going to save your community. If you think you're going to sit up in the mountain somewhere all by yourself and, be the individual guy, you're not going to do it. I mean, I don't tell people what I have. Don't tell people what you have. But be available for God to use you as he did Joseph. And I don't give it away. People have to earn it. Because your foolishness didn't do that, I might not want to see you starve to death, but at the same time, I'm just not going to hand it out to you. That's what the government does. And you've gotten used to these handouts. No, you've got to earn it now. You've got to work for it. But have that plan. So food, water, night vision, and have medical supplies on hand. Burns, cuts, lacerations. I give a shout-out to Stuck Craig at Stuck Pig Medical. We just had an advanced TCCP course here, Tactical Combat Casualty Care. We actually learn advanced medical procedures for people with broken bones or stab gunshot wounds, how to give a tracheotomy, deflated lungs, all those kind of things. We're going to have another one soon. And, instead of watching TV, maybe take that class and learn how to treat people, combat casualties.
Do you do that over the internet?
No, actually, we have a classroom setting. People actually have to come because it's hands-on.
Okay.
You actually get to learn how to put a decompression needle in through the rib cage, and you get to do it as human dummies that you stick it in. And it's not, I don't mean politicians, I mean real dummies. Well, I don't know if there's a difference, but your third intercostal, how to stick it in there, and how to even use a straw if it gets clogged up. I mean, just improvised medicine. So Stuck Pig Medical. We're going to have a class here, another class in a few months. But learn these things, and that way you become a blessing to your community. You're not sitting there just, I'm a Christian and I'm just going to not engage.
I know.
Christians engage.
And Bob, we got just enough time for you to give out your contact information. We got 10 seconds.
It's 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809, and my website is readymaderesources.com. I do look forward to speaking with you, helping you.
And we have covered a lot of territory, Bob. Thanks so much for coming on. Look forward to the next time. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and make it a blessed day, and don't forget, God will never depart from you. Thanks, Bob.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.